There's an obesity epidemic, and millions of people across the UK want to lose weight. So the pharmaceutical companies have developed weight loss drugs to help us. But Lynn McTaggart, from What Doctors Don't Tell You, believes that for many people, these pills are not a good idea.
The three most commonly prescribed are orlistat, sibutramine, and believe it or not, Prozac. Orlistat is a weight loss drug that works by suppressing the appetite. I mean, that's just simple like that. It's supposed to reduce the amount of fat taken up from food and to eliminate it directly from out of your body via your stools. It's like a fat grabber. But it means the drug also reduces absorption of all the fat-soluble vitamins like A, D, E, and K, and also beta-carotene. This is such a problem that Roche, the manufacturer of Xenical, which is one of the brand name ones, has urged patients to take multivitamin supplements containing those vitamins and beta-carotene as well. It's also been said that it shouldn't be taken by people who have digestive difficulties. It also causes gastrointestinal side effects, and it can interact with certain other drugs like warfarin and cause real problems, real bleeding complications. The other drug is Reductyl or sibutramine, and this stops hunger cravings and it alters little chemical messengers in the brain, which promotes artificial feelings of being full. But it also increases blood pressure and heart rate, and so is a real worry for people who have heart problems as well as are obese. And usually those two go hand in hand, so there is a big problem. And it also can interact with other things like antidepressants and SSRIs, Prozac, of course, which is sometimes given to patients as well as these weight loss products. But Prozine, I mean, the reason it's given for patients for weight loss is that doctors found that depressives who were taking Prozac also felt less hungry. Actually, there were problems with Prozac and anorexia, too. And it seems to improve insulin-mediated sugar disposal in obese patients, but of course can cause anorexia. And there is the suicide alert we have now on Prozac. So you may end up trading your life just to be thin.
So if these drugs have got some risky side effects and so on to them, are there alternatives that will work as well?
Loads. I mean, the first one that we're quite interested in these days is metabolic typing. And this is based on the idea that there's no single universal one-size-fits-all diet for everyone because each of us processes food differently and that some people are fast oxidizers and some people are slow oxidizers and some people need more carbohydrate than others. And so once you find out what type you are, which is easy enough by going on to www.metabolictyping.co.uk, then you can follow your diet accordingly. And a lot of people on that diet lose weight and do very well. As an individual diet, if you find that you do better on low-carbohydrate diets rather than an Atkins diet, the Montagnac diet is a kinder, gentler approach by Michel Montagnac. People should look to food allergies. People who have food allergies oftentimes are overweight. You get rid of the food allergy, your weight stabilizes. Pyruvate, you can take this as a supplement, which helps to break down glucose. Also bee pollen. Anecdotal evidence that that can help, and chromium supplements help you to lose weight.
Is there any time when you're better off choosing a drug than perhaps going to the alternative approach?
Well, I think if you truly cannot control your eating or you have serious, serious health problems, then you may want to do it, but for a short period of time. The big problem with all of these drugs is that they can oftentimes cause serious health problems. And so you're just trading one health problem for another. So I would say for a short term, just to get you going on something, there may be some occasions where, as with all drugs, that a drug for a short period of time could be necessary.
That's Lynn McTaggart.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth and business experts when it suits you. This service is free. Register now at passionfortheplanet.com.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.